second half underway for Mountain Home. Just like that, cuts the lead from 15 to 12. It's 23 to 11 Norfolk. Lady Panthers on the offensive end. Ivy McGowan driving. She's fouled. She'll head to the free throw line. Emma Martin with the foul. That's her third. First foul this half against Mountain Home. Ivy McGowan to shoot a couple. One of two from the line. 12 points on the evening. The first one is good. The winner of this game will get North Little Rock in the championship. Tomorrow evening at 6, the loser plays Farmington for third place at 3. McGowan's second free throw is good. 25 to 11. Norfolk leads it. 7:27 left in the third. Here's Pfeiffer up the right side. She has not scored yet. Tabor to the baseline. They'll kick it out top. It's Husky. Norfolk, good job of getting the defense switching and catching up to the basketball. They're playing a zone, but they're moving quickly from side to side. Mountain Home tries to work it from one side to the other. Double team out top. Walker and a reach in against Norfolk, and that's going to be on Ivy. Nope, they give it to Macy Dillard instead. That's her first foul this half against Norfolk. Martin out for Mountain Home. Anna Grace Foreman will check in now for the Lady Bombers. 7:01 left in the third. Norfolk with a 14-point lead. High post is Tabor. 16-footer off the back of the rim. Rebound out of bounds. Going to be Mountain Home basketball. Lady Bombers will inbound right elbow. This is Husky out top with 6:47 left in the third. Ball knocked away. It's out of bounds. Stays with Mountain Home right in front of their bench. Pfeiffer out top. Norfolk's in a 1-2-2 trapping zone right now. They weren't a dime into one earlier and just denying anything for Pfeiffer. She finally got a few shots off in the second quarter. She has it on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Husky. The three looks good. It is. Husky's second three of the night. 25 to 14. Mountain Home is back within 11 with 6:12 left in the third. Ivy McGowan dribbled, penetrates, kicks it back out top. Macy Dillard with it. Now Dodson. Dillard working off the high pick. Rangel looking for that pick and roll down the paint. She was covered up by Foreman, though. Did a good job to stay with her. Dotson between the circles. Right side, drives all the way to the baseline. Powers it up. Nope, she walked. 10 turnovers by Norfolk. They've settled down. They had 6 in the first quarter. Full court pressure by the Lady Panthers. Mountain Home gets it in. Here's Walker into the front court. Now she'll back it out. Pfeiffer a three out tops off the mark. Rebound is out of bounds, and it's Norfolk basketball. Let's go. 5:36 left in the third, 25 to 14. Norfolk leads it. Mountain Home had a 6-1 lead early. Norfolk closed the first half with a 22-2 run. Here's Dotson. Baseline drive. Tries to force a shot up. It's blocked and goes out of bounds. Norfolk keeps the possession. Inbound along the baseline. Stowers gets it into Dotson. Dotson goes up, draws the foul on Foreman. Mountain Home fans didn't like it. There was no doubt on that one, though. Foreman reached in and missed the foul. Her second. Second team foul against Mountain Home, and Marley Dotson at the free throw line. Dotson's first one is good. Of course, Dotson's mom, Mandy Rowe, played for the Lady Bombers back in the 90s. Her dad, Rocky, the head coach over at Omaha, he's got a heck of a ball club over there. They've only got one loss on the season. Mandy's second free throw is good. I should say Marley. Mandy's the mom. I just talked about her. Marley's second free throw good. She's up to 8 points now. It's 27-14. Norfolk leads it. High post, Tabor dumps it down low for Penn. She'll score. Kyra Penn just checked in the game, replaced Foreman, and gets the bucket. Josh Lehman, sixth-year head coach of Norfolk, up changing the offense now for the Lady Panthers. Just under 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Norfolk leads it by 11. Ball knocked away by Husky. Goes out of bounds. Stays with Norfolk. They've got it on the right wing. 27-16. Lady Panthers on top. A little jawing going on underneath between Marley and some of the Bomber fans, the student section down there. Here's Ivy McGowan driving the shot. No, dots of the rebound, puts it in, and a foul, and a chance for a three-point play. The foul's on Tabor, her second, the team's third. Dotson started slow. She's up to 10 points now. The free throw is good. She's got 11. It's back to a 14-point Norfolk lead, 30-16. Out top, Husky for Mountain Home. Double teamed after she picks up the dribble. Throws the basketball away. 9 turnovers by Mountain Home. 4:13 left in this third quarter. Norfolk by 14 with the basketball. Norfolk led by 15 at the break. They're up by 14 with the ball right now. Here comes double-team pressure by Mountain Home. They try to trap the basketball. Underneath, Dotson wide open. She'll score. What a great look out top from Stowers. She gets the assist. Dotson puts it in, and Norfolk leads it by 16 with 3:38 left in the third. Out top, a reach-in foul against Norfolk. They're going to get Ivy McGowan. It's her third, team's second. 3:35 left in this third quarter. Ball comes into Tabor out top as Mountain Home inbounded. Now Walker out top for Mountain Home. Largest lead of the night for Norfolk. They're up by 16. Walker, right side, it's Husky. Feeds it to Tabor, right block. Drives, the kick out to Pfeiffer in the corner for three. She knocks it down. Her first points of the ball game come with 3:06 left in the third quarter. It's a big one, though. 32-19. Norfolk leads it. Just under 3 minutes left in the third. Ivy McGowan out top. Takes the dribble, left side, tries to throw it to Rangel underneath, and it's out of bounds. Threw it over her head. 11 turnovers now by Norfolk. Pearl McGowan will come in, and Rangel comes out. 2:45 left third quarter. 32-19 Norfolk. Walker in the corner, gets in trouble. She's double-teamed. Throws it off the leg of one of the Lady Panthers and out of bounds. Heads up play by the senior. Mountain Home will inbound it from deep in the left corner. Tabor will throw it in. And the ball is off the hands of one of the Lady Bombers. Norfolk picks it up and a foul. Fouls on Hannah Pfeiffer, her second team foul against Mountain Home. So Norfolk will have it at midcourt. Foreman coming back in for Mountain Home. Penn will come out. .2:30 left in the third. It's 32-19. Norfolk up with the basketball. Ivy McGowan tries to throw it down low for Dotson, and the pass is errant and out of bounds. Coach Lehman really upset. Not sure if he was more upset with McGowan's pass or what was supposed to happen on that play, but he was upset immediately. I don't think the play went as it was designed. Here's Husky out top. It's Pfeiffer on the right side. The three is good. Hannah Pfeiffer, her second three. And the Lady Bombers within 10, 32-22. Walking it into the front court now is Ivy McGowan. Has it between the circles. 1:45 left in the third. Stowers out top. Macy Dillard with it. Here's Dotson out top. Dribbles down the left side of the paint. Leans in. Foreman blocks the shot out of bounds. Norfolk keeps it. 1:34 left in this third quarter. It's a 10-point Norfolk lead. Ball knocked away on the inbounds pass. Stays with Norfolk. It's going to go out of bounds on the far sideline. And Lady Panthers will have it on the right wing to inbound. And an offensive foul. Ivy McGowan has just picked up her fourth. No, check it. It was on Dillard. Macy Dillard. They get with the illegal screen. That's her second, the team's third. So Mount Tanoma, a chance to push it down to single digits. A long pass is deflected by Pearl McGowan. It goes out of bounds. The Mountain Home will keep the possession with 1:26 left in the third. Out top, a double team. Walker has it taken away. At the other end, Stowers. Walker with the foul. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Stowers. 10 turnovers by the Lady Bombers on the night. Mountain Home had a chance to cut it to single digits. Stowers at the free throw line. First one is missed. Stowers with another one. Has 2 points on the night. This one is good. 33-22 Norfolk with 1:19 left in the third. Ball deflected by Ivy McGowan in midcourt. Picked up by Mountain Home. Pfeiffer at the other end. The three. In and out. Rebound. A foul on Tabor as McGowan had the position. Ivy McGowan gets her fifth rebound. Tabor with her third. Team foul number five. Five. 66 seconds left in the third. Norfolk leads it by 11 with the ball. Ivy McGowan into the paint. Tries to go to Rangel. The ball knocked loose. Rangel gets it back. Shot blocked by Foreman, and Foreman comes up with the basketball. Another block shot for the sophomore. Here's Walker up ahead now for Mountain Home. Picks up the dribble, gets in trouble, finds Tabor. Now Husky out top. 36 seconds left in the third quarter. And reaching in and tying the ball up is Macy Dillard. And the arrow points towards Norfolk. Mountain Home is going to play for one shot. And Dillard reaches in and ties up the basketball that Tabor had and gets the turnover. So Norfolk with it with 29 seconds left in this third quarter. Dillard drive, shot no, but a foul. She was about 15 feet out, and she's going to be fouled by Peyton Husky. That's her first. Team foul number six against Mountain Home. One of the officials lost his whistle. Came off his lanyard around his neck. At the free throw, Macy Dillard to shoot two. Has 2 points on the night. First one is good. Maddie Dillard will come in now for Norfolk, and Ivy McGowan will get a breather. Norfolk 19-0 on the campaign. Second free throw missed. Rebound, Mountain Home. Here come the Lady Bombers into the front court. Down by 12. Martin, left side, 15-foot pull-up jumper. Good by the sophomore. Her first points of the night. 34-24, Norfolk with 6 seconds left in the quarter. Stowers, now Dillard out top. Macy Dillard drive, blocked by Foreman. She'll come up with the basketball. A huge block by Foreman. So we played three quarters. Norfolk with a 10-point lead, 34-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest